Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? Benita Applebaum.
Question the authority. Mm-hmm. Chairman of the board, the chief of affections. You got minds to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Think some brothers don't.
WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. You are listening to Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Welcome once again. New semester, same show, same me. Thank you for rocking with me as always. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back at it. Full effect. This is the self-awareness episode of Time and a Half. We're going to be talking about self-awareness in the college context with yourself, what you're doing, how you're moving, and how to get better at it. I'm joined today by my special guest, Kevin, my main man, videographer, does a lot of good work on campus. You know what I'm saying? He's showcasing me, doing a lot of good things in what I do, and it's all connected to this video that the college is trying to do in connection to students who are doing their thing on financial aid. And as you all know, I'm blessed to be a recipient of the Posse Scholarship, which keeps me here, keeps me going, keeps me blessed. And with that said, we got a lot of good music for you today, and I got a lot of good points for you all to follow. So keep rocking with me as you always do. Much appreciated. Before I go back to the music, we have a couple of announcements. As you all know, every episode is brought to you by Styles by Val, Cuts by Trey. If you're a brother on a budget or a diva in debt and you need your hair did, shape-ups, fades, all that good stuff, head over to Souls 220 and get finessed for the low. Also, a special announcement. Today we got a open mic, 7 in the back of Gilbert, sponsored by ABC. It's going to be a good time. A lot of folks, we're going to do Freestyle Friday today. A lot of cats have been talking to me about spending a couple verses. And we're going to put them to the test. We got a couple instrumentals rocking. We're going to see what's really good and who's really down. So we got that going on. What else? We got also next week, February 6th, ABC, Nia, and a couple other folks are sponsoring this DACA phone bank. As you all know, we did a DACA phone-a-thon last semester that was really successful. And as legislation is going on to ensure the future of DACA, we want to make sure that we're doing the most that we can in regards to that. And keep a lookout this month. There's a lot of good programming going on for Black History Month. Happy Black History Month to all my Black brothers and sisters across the land. It's going to be a great 28 days, but we all know that we're Black History 365 days a year. So with that said, we're going to keep it rocking, keep it knocking on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Next up, we have Golden by Miss Jill Scott. Thank you, as always.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car, wherever I choose to go, it won't take me far.
Once again, this is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. You are tuning into the self-awareness episode. So, when I think about the topic that is self-awareness, I think a lot about kind of like the coming of age for folks in college. So, you don't really recognize when you're 17, 18, stepping onto a college campus that a lot of times when you're walking the halls or going to class or just doing homework, there actually is a lot of alone time that you have to kind of self-reflect. And a lot of people can go through here, and I believe a lot of people graduate college and don't really grow, right? Because while they're here, they kind of just go through the motions, take the classes, go to the parties, get drunk, do whatever, kind of just go to the dining halls and do the same thing for 4 years and don't really give themselves the time to reflect. And I think I've always been the type of person to kind of analyze how I'm feeling and why I'm feeling that way. And I feel like that's really the best catalyst for growth, is recognizing how people's actions affect you, but also how your own actions affect you and the people around you. So I think when I think about what it means to be self-aware, it's not just about how you're feeling in the current moment. It's not just about like your own healing, but it's also recognizing how your actions affect others. Because a lot of times people are always talking about like you gotta keep the grind going, grind don't stop, all those other things, and you're going constantly, and you don't really recognize how like the conversation that you had with a certain person earlier, how you rushed them when they was trying, you know, have a good conversation with you or trying to explain what they were going through, how you kind of rushed them because you had to get back to the grind. That probably messed up the rest of the day. Or if you are grinding and you haven't slept in a long time and now it's affecting your mood and you find yourself in this little lull and you don't really recognize how it's really affecting you, you have to take a second and recognize that every aspect of your day, of your life, all kind of falls back on you and who you are as an individual. I've had some difficult conversations in the first couple of weeks, surprisingly, with folks that I would say that I care about, and they explained to me that like certain actions that I had affected them in a certain way that I didn't even really recognize. Because it's easy in this life to be focused on what you're doing, especially when you're in school, because you come here, you're doing your thing, and at the end of the day you try and get this degree, so you don't really kind of look side to side and recognize like, oh snap, maybe I should have said this a different way, maybe I should have went about this a certain way. And it's not the fact that you have to fester in your mistakes, it's not the fact that you have to kind of be on a crucial guilt trip all the time, but I think the only way that you can really foster growth is to recognize how you felt in that moment, right, and how you can do things better so in the future things can go better. Because sometimes I think the worst thing that people can do is make the same mistake twice. Because in my opinion, if you're making the same mistake twice, I think that's more so a conscious decision instead of just an accident. So let me know. Hit me up. I'm live on the book. Y'all know how y'all do it. Let me know what y'all think when it comes to the idea of self-awareness and what that truly means to you all. It's a very interesting topic, and I don't think it's anything that people really recognize. Because we talk about like our vibe, we talk about being centered, we talk about all these different things. But in essence, self-awareness is something that we have to constantly be working on, or else we're not going to be getting better as people. It's time and a half with Brother Charles. We're keeping it real all the time from start to finish. Next up, we got Get the Funk Out My Face by the Brothers Johnson coming up. Keep rocking with me.
All Monday's too soon. Tuesday and Wednesday just won't do. Thursday and Friday we can begin, but our Saturday love will never end.
Sugar, sugar, sugar.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles, and this is the self-awareness episode. So if you're just joining us, self-awareness, I'm giving my definition. I'm giving my experiences and examples. And previously, I kind of gave like a deep one, but I think self-awareness doesn't always necessarily have to be that deep. It could kind of just be like looking in the mirror and noticing like, I probably could pay a little more attention to my body, my health. It could be, you know, all right, my grades are slipping a little bit. Let me go ahead and reorganize and divide up my time a little better. Time management is definitely a form of self-awareness. And I think what's big right now is this idea of self-care. And people always kind of paint it as like, bubble baths with honey and lavender and candles burning and D'Angelo playing in the background and shea butter and avocado and cucumber masks with incense burning. It doesn't have to be all that. I think tending to yourself, whether that be you know, making sure that you're placing yourself in an environment that is enriching, whether that be around folks who encourage you instead of break you down, whether that be in an environment where you know that you're pushing yourself and you're challenging yourself in a positive way, that's a form of self-care, and that's also a form of self-awareness, because I think too many of us are, especially in college, are kind of caught in this trap of where we kind of think that we have to be in this place in our early 20s where everything has to be uncomfortable, because this is part of the growing process, and like, if it's not hard, then I'm not working hard enough and all these other things. And I don't think discomfort has to always be synonymous with growth. I think it's definitely necessary. Growth can at times be uncomfortable, but I think the growing process of coming into yourself definitely can be a blissful experience at times as well. Because for me, for the longest time, I think the last time I was actually genuinely like physically fit was like my sophomore year of high school. So when I was like 16, and just recently I kind of got back into the swing of exercising consistently, eating the right things. And I think this time will be the best time around because I actually recognize like the value of tending to my body and recognizing that my body is a temple. But I've also looked at my family history and like what runs in my family and what people suffer from in my family. And I recognize that in the future, I don't want to suffer from certain ailments. So at 21, I'm going to have to put the work in order to combat certain things that my bloodline is susceptible to. And it also sets me up to be an example for the next generation and stuff like that. And it can be things just like that, because in recent years I've tried, you know, done a couple push-ups in the morning and in the nighttime, and then kind of just fizzed out after a few days. But now, you know, I feel like consistency is the best way to recognize that you're growing within yourself and you're stepping within yourself. New habits, new appreciations of yourself as well, because sometimes we can go through a very, not necessarily a traumatic experience, but an impactful experience, and come out of it a way better version of ourselves. But sometimes we won't even take the time to recognize, like, wow, I actually really took a lot from that experience. I actually am a better person because of it. I actually am gonna do things in a different way because now I recognize that it works better for who I am and what I am and what I'm trying to accomplish, which I think is an exquisite revelation. The revelation of self, I think, is the best, one of the best experiences that we as young people and people throughout life can have, because you never really stop growing. You never really stop tuning in with yourself. I'm 21 years old. My older sister is about to hit 30. Sorry to date you, sis. I'm not even going to tell y'all how old my mother is. But we're all in different points of our lives. And I think that what's interesting is within my own household, within my own family, I can recognize the shifts within each of us because we're all self-aware in our own right. And with that comes recognitions that alter our moves and alter the way we look at our lives and the way we look at ourselves and the way we look at the people around us. And I'm thankful for that, because a lot of times people can go through their whole life and not even have those moments. So I'm definitely thankful for that and that type of thinking. And I'm also thankful for the folk around me who can kind of assist me in that. And that doesn't necessarily mean my friends, that doesn't necessarily mean like the people who are always rooting for me in my corner. That can be the people who have had negative things to say about me, the people who have not always been the best supporters, the best confidants, the people who may have disappointed me. Because at the end of the day, when you experience things that put you in a kind of a weird place emotionally and mentally, it makes you kind of take a step back and recognize how you're moving. And it makes you look at growth in a whole different way. Because I think one thing that nobody ever prepares young people for is outgrowing folk. And I think self-awareness is probably, that's one of the hardest parts of that process, is because growing out of people doesn't necessarily always have to be like a falling out. You could literally have all the love in the world for an individual, but for who you are as an individual and where you're going and where the Lord is directing your steps, it's hard to stay in touch with folk all the time, and it's hard to kind of go in the same direction as folk every time, because you could be headed one way and another person could be headed another way, and you could recognize that, you could fight as much as you want to, but life is just going to sometimes take you in different directions, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because at the end of the day, everybody's going to be exactly where they need to be at the right time. And when we get there, there's no reason to to really have any regrets or have any guilt, because I feel like the success of self is really the goal of everybody. And we have it so many different times and so many different ways throughout our lives. High school graduation, college graduation, the best career, the best family, the best wife, children, all that good stuff. We do all those things. We try to attain all those things simply to have the sense of success of self. And I think that's kind of like our motivating drive, which is fine. But I think self-awareness is also about just being comfortable and content in your current state, wherever you are at, whether that be still trying to get that college degree, whether that be still looking for your future wife or your future husband, whether that be trying to find your niche in life and what you want to do career-wise, inspiration-wise, because you could have a whole career, but that might not even be what inspires you and what your passion is. And I pray that everybody listening to me right now gets to the point where not only do they find their success of self, but they find content in who they are during the process. Yo, let me go ahead and throw this music on, because I'm preaching right now. Let me go ahead, hit y'all with a little, I feel like listening to. A little Mary Mary in the morning. This is a throwback. Shout out everybody at Hope Aglow for 2004 Gospel. quick intro that we go in there. This is In the Morning by Mary.
Morning. waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them fools tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching your MTV raps. What's the haps on the craps? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with a 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door, little Joe. I picked up the cash flow. Then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. My homie's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to dig since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poo nanny. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp. And it read Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell but no throwing up. Halfway home and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day. We'll be right back.
Once again, this is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Appreciate y'all rocking with me. I'm over here having a great conversation with my man, Kevin Lafayette's best videographer, in my opinion. After hanging out with dude, he's a really great guy. What's your social media, Kev? People can follow you, look at your stuff.
So I got Instagram.
Instagram, what's your Instagram?
Kevin Vogrin, V-O-G-R-I-N.
V-O-G-R-I-N, Kevin Vogrin, no spaces. Check him out, man. This dude is very talented. About to shake up the world by letting you look at it from a whole different perspective, man. Once again, this is the self-awareness episode. I'm glad to be back on Fridays at 5. Then Wednesdays was killing me last semester. I think the biggest takeaway for me when it comes to the idea of self-awareness most definitely is trusting the process and not beating yourself up as a result. Because I really think about my mind. When I think about self-awareness, I think about my mindset, right? I think about mindfulness and stuff like that. Because sometimes you can get stuck on how you're thinking right now, right? But then you don't really take a second to think how you were thinking a year ago. Like, a year ago, I was in Morocco living my best life. But also, I was really nervous because this was my first time really experiencing a culture fully immersed, right? I'm the outsider. I'm the one who has to learn everything. I'm the one who kind of has to stumble over his feet to get to where he really needs to be. But by the end of the semester, I interacted with so many folk. People knew my name. People were comfortable talking to me. I had learned a new language, not just Arabic speaking it, but also the interactions and the norms and the ins and outs and the intricacies of Moroccan culture and the people around me. And what's dope about Morocco is the fact that it's kind of like this international station and connection and hub of Europe, the Americas, and also the rest of the continent of Africa. But what's wild is when you're abroad and when you're in a country and you're looking at things, especially outside of the American lens, you get a better perspective of just how big the world is, right? But also the fact that even at the end of the day, we're all sharing this space that is the earth. So at the end of the day, you have to not only recognize the impact that you can have on the entire world, but also the impact that you can have on your own. Traveling and looking at what I like to call God's canvas, because for me, when I was abroad, going to like Europe and seeing the museums and the buildings, that was all cool, good and fine. But when you get to the top of a sand dune that's probably like 10 stories up and just look at nothing but sand and the desert and stuff like that, and when you climb a mountain and you just look at the way the Lord can just shape miles and miles of trees and stuff like that, you get to the point where you recognize that your existence is significant, your existence is deliberate, and your existence is very unique to who you are. So you can't take however long you have on this planet for granted. And the only way that you can really appreciate that is recognizing and sitting in yourself sometimes and making sure that you're the best version of yourself. That can come in very different forms. That can come in very different ways. But it's all about just trusting the process and not getting discouraged when the lesson that is learned kind of was done in a, not necessarily a negative way, but a way that you wish you would have done differently. But just having that self-reflection is what's going to allow you to keep going, allow you to keep being better. But that's about it for me today, y'all. I've done a lot of talking, a lot of thinking, a lot of rapping. I'm going to let the music say the rest. And then towards the end, I'll come back on, speak my piece one last time and let y'all go. Once again, this is Time and a Half with Brother Charles, and I appreciate you all for rocking with me. This is Passing Me By the Far Side. We'll be right back.
dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be her, and I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good, downside she had a man. He was a Rudy toot, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
The dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her. And it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then the scientist is the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn.
Postman,
who this?
Telephone call from young Cardi, said it's lit. Call a young lord, ASAP Bari, he legit. Money in a young boy, he ain't kinda off the shit. Young lord, I'm with them boys out of Harlem, but that's sick. This is Gosha, man, yeah. I pay for no, yeah. Sir. Ride a grocer, roller coaster,
chauffeur. Yeah. I got money back, I'ma bag yo. I'ma buy your,
I got money back.
I'ma cash, I'ma cash.
I got
cash,
money on
cash, card, cash, card, card,
all this cash.
You can have this, you can have this,
you can have this.
Godfather rap, nappy plaques to the back. James Brown swag, Papa's got a brand new bag. No, not that. On the author record, Michael Wax. Haul him back up on the mat. True New Yorker, knock the apple out, you jacks. Pop the snap cap, pop facts. Gucci in Dior, bitten wars. Wore the piece before it hit the floor. Not even should you see overseas in stores. Who else with me? I know you seen the fall. Commend your boy, I've been the Lord. Holy Tabernacle, Mrs. Mack, your favorite rapper. Greedy for the fat guy's platter.
killing niggas, even though Black Lives Matter. Weak stomach flow, make him throw up. Stepping stoner, I'm your stepfather. Tell Tyler better step his flow. Mix the pole with the Pepsi Cola. Nextel or the Motorola. Gun, probably never grow up. Postman with the telephone.
Ring, ring, ring. Postman.
Who this?
Super taco, super jazz, but super line. Oh man, that is gonna get sketchy. Shirt is striped, my shorts just shows my Vans advance. Cause Tyler does not fit with Giuseppe. The Gucci, the Raffin, the swag, and all the other shit they wearing. The Rosa, the Rari, the Lambo, Tyler only ride McLaren. Just think they really own because they trapping made about like 30,000. Departed through the carnival attendance, this shit was like 30,000. Shopping ball and opal fire, diamond shining, make sure my sapphire's glistening. Make this shit, I wear this shit, they cop this shit, it's golf, you tripping, I'm a businessman. You ain't never been the man. You can tax bracket change, like have you seen my home? Crib got a tennis court, get my Venus and Serena on. Golf in this bitch, better ring the doctor. Ambulance come when I hit the scene. That boy fly in a bag of bees. I got my flowers, life's a jeweler. Diamond finger, size of a tumor. He's a genius, have you heard the rumors? He's a winner, nope, not a loser. Passing blunts, press my new opportunities. Damn, I'm hot, man, I'm not scared to freeze. January, Hawaiian shirts. Boy, this weather ain't got a thing on me. Where's the mirror? I'm that new. Coot ain't got much on me. Cause I'm a master. I hit my own back to be like y'all boys. My new. That is gone.
Doing it for yams, ay, ay. I used to do it for the grams, ay, ay. That's way before Instagram, ay, ay. I used to serve it to your mans, ay.
Postman.
Who this?
Walkley Swap. Walk, walk, leash, walk, 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 walk,
walk. That's way before Instagram, ay, ay. I used to serve it to your mans, ay.
Postman.
Who this?
Walkley Swap. Walk, walk, 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 walk.
All right. Thank you once again. This has been Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Appreciate Brother Kev for rocking with me, doing good work. Once again, this was the self-awareness episode. So this week, make sure that you take some necessary time to reflect on what you've been through in the probably like the last year or just your whole life and how you are going to take responsibility for making sure that you use whatever happened to you to be the foster for change and the catalyst for you to be a better person. This is Brother Charles signing off. I will see y'all next week, man.
Just keep pretending to do your thing for a second. I'm going to see if I can get a shot through this window.
Gotcha.